USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
America is back at work. That's what President Biden had to say following the January jobs report put out by the Labor Department, which said the economy added 467,000 jobs last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow is plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The public will soon see a new way the CDC uses to track the spread of coronavirus. The agency will put data about wastewater on its COVID dashboard. More than 500 sites that are part of the National Wastewater Surveillance System will send data to the CDC. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN this is a new way to track cases across the country as they slowly decline.
Wastewater surveillance is a really interesting area. It's another way of assessing what is happening in terms of increases or decreases in infection burden in a community. And the truth is, as we move forward, John, in this pandemic and through this pandemic, what we need is effectively tools to help us understand what's going to happen before it happens. We need early indicators. We also need to look at later indicators. So right now, wastewater may be one of those tools. We know that looking at proactive surveillance testing can help us as well. Understanding what's happening in emergency rooms in terms of syndromic surveillance, how many cases of COVID-like illness are coming in.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill banning biological males from participating in girls' sports. Noem saying this bill is about fairness. It's about allowing biological females to compete fairly on a level playing field that gives them opportunities for success. Last year, Noem vetoed a bill protecting girls' sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.